Okay, it's Robert from Paid Content at Google's UK headquarters in Victoria with Matt Britton, the UK MD of Google. It's been a busy week, Matt, on the news issue. Seems to have been quite simplified over the last few days into Murdoch versus Google. What's your take on this issue right now?
Well, I've seen lots of headlines, and all I can tell you is that the facts about Google News and Google Search and how it works with news sites. Google Search and Google News index pages on the internet and make it easy for people to find links to web pages. And what we do with Google News helps people to find news stories which change faster and come from accredited news sites. And so what we've been doing is being working with news publishers for a long time to try to help them make that find that a useful service. Any news publisher can take their site out of Google News or Google Search or both at any time with a very simple couple of things to do. So you know they've already got control over this. We send them in total from Google, we send about 4 billion clicks a month to news publisher websites of all types around the world. That's about 100,000 clicks a minute coming through from Google services to publishers. And publishers have chosen to have their sites indexed by Google, so you assume that that's something which is good for them. And I've seen us accused of stealing content, and I want to be very clear that we don't steal content. What we do is show snippets which are accepted internationally in copyright, in the world of copyright, as a fine way of helping people to find information on the internet that's not in contravention of any copyright law. And so when people say we're stealing content, we're not. We're providing links. Imagine that Google News is like a news agent, and you go and you scan the headlines and you pick the thing you want, and then you go into it. So you don't stay on Google News.
It seems like some of the attention has fallen from certain quarters on Google because it's the most successful internet company. Do you feel scapegoated at all?
I think that it's very easy for people. And you know, we're in a world of very rapid change. It's very easy for people to see the internet and what it's doing, and see Google as basically synonymous with the internet. Often for people, it's the way that they find all that content that's out there on the internet. So I understand, particularly when media companies are going through a really difficult transition, see the internet affecting their long-established business models. They look around for somebody to blame, and it's easy to blame Google, who is being successful online.
And you altered the first-click free scheme yesterday. Have you had any response from publishers on that?
So this is getting into quite a bit of detail on Google News now, but basically the situation on Google News is that any publisher can have their site indexed and shown on Google News, including publishers like the Wall Street Journal and the FT, who have some content behind what's called a paywall or subscription content. So we have a service in place called First Click Free, which is if you are one of those publishers who has paid content, many don't, but if you are one of those publishers like the Wall Street Journal, what would happen would be somebody could come through from Google News on a particular link on a particular story and then read that story. If they then tried within the publisher's website to read another story, they would be shown a registration or subscription screen. But until this week, they could go back to Google News, find another story from that publisher, click through again, and read a further story for free. So there's a way for people to get around the subscription service. Now what we've done is we've introduced tighter controls that mean that subscribed content or premium content like that, it can only allow people to come through up to five times. The publisher can set some controls that gives them more than that, but more control than that. But it stops people getting around the paywalls. So that helps people experiment with subscription models.
And have paywall operators or prospective paywall operators responded to that in the last
few days? We've developed that in conjunction with our continued dialogue with many, many publishers around the world. We think it's helpful. It's closing a bit of a loophole that wasn't ideal in the past. And it helps them to try new business models, which is something we'd encourage. So what we would say is it's not an either or. You don't have to be in Google News or a paid service. You can be both, and the Wall Street Journal and the Financial Times have proved that.
So lastly, you made the first click free change. Is there anything more you think Google can or should do, or is your position to the publishers clear now?
Our position to the publishers is always clear, and it's always changing. We're trying to help them to get readers to their sites in the most effective way possible. And we're also working with them to help them make money on their websites through AdSense, which is serving ads by Google in a targeted way where they choose to do this. And we're also innovating in a range of other ways with them, and we'll continue to do so. We have a really good dialogue with almost all news companies and news publishers around the world, and we'll, you know, continue to work well with them. So I think underneath the headline, as you said at the start, underneath the headline, reality is rather different.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks.